You're listening to DraftKings Network.
We're not talking about slaps. We're not talking about any of that stuff unless we slap, you know, the incoming World Cup qualifying competition.
Okay. I love the smooth segue.
Wait a minute.
Pop culture.
John Carl Tritt just said, time to slap that like button while you're waiting.
That's right. Thank you, John Carl. JKT. As I like to call him.
JKT?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
And
you know what I'm going to call him? JQT, okay?
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
You know? We love our fans, bro.
If that's, you know, if that's okay with you, you
right?
know?
Out of, you know, respectfully.
Respectfully, you Mac, you. That's all. Paulo Nessa said, got so early, I saw them realize they live.
That's right. Yeah. Because the thing is, YouTube, Twitch does a very good job of letting you know you're live.
Right.
YouTube is like, you've been live, dog. I hope you didn't say nothing.
Gonna
cancel you for the rest of your life.
I got you waking up out of bed this morning.
Yo, we've been here, dog. We saw you shower, dude. We know what you do with that soap.
What do you mean I can't put a camera in your toilet? Hey,
Wow. Good enough for Japan's public toilets, but not good enough for you?
Wow. Okay. We talking party bus or what? Yes. Everybody, hello, everybody. Yes, we'll discuss. There's a lot to discuss today, obviously, in North American soccer.
North American.
Canada, U.S., Mexico.
Joe Whitlock says, sick jacket, Alexis. You don't say.
Alexis loves any Arsenal compliments he can get.
Oh, my God, yeah. Someone said they hate your jersey, but they love my jacket. I'm with it. You know what I mean? But shouts to all our Barcettos out there. Too bad he can't wear this gift for another 4 years and not be sad. Jess Allen says...
Anything can happen today. Today's the CONMEBOL. If Peru loses and Colombia wins, they're in the playoff.
But don't they have to win by a lot?
No.
They're
only 1 point back. So Peru has to lose, which I don't necessarily want Peru to lose.
Cause since we left football, I've stopped paying attention to CONMEBOL. Shouts to Jess Howard, who says, I'm here and I liked it, so I don't have to get yelled at by Alexis. All right, everyone gets yelled at by Alexis. I don't care if you liked it or not.
Okay, Chuck says, is that moonshine on the desk? It's a great question.
You know what? You better come up here and test it. What am I going to out myself, dog?
Okay, no, it is just a little agua. We're here at the Stand Comedy Club again. Shouts to the Stand for hosting us again. A great comedy club.
I just realized this shot just shows the floor that's different than the shot they get.
Yeah, I'm just look. I don't know. It's just something to mix it up.
Right, there it is.
If I could put the camera kind of somewhere else, I would. But I don't have a long enough USB cable.
That's the problem, baby. We're letting you peek behind the curtain.
All right, because when it comes to USB cables, size matters. All right,
hey.
Just let everybody know.
Nicole Hack in the crowd. What up, Nicole Hack?
All right, I feel in the crowd. Like if there's a bunch of audience members in front of us, it feels familiar.
DC said, no longer on Twitch, boys. And John QT, JQZ said, DC, Twitch got slapped. Where you been, DC? We've been off that.
That's right.
We came back from rehab and everything.
It is El YouTube now.
We now on El YouTube.
Okay, no more El Twitch.
El Twitch is still there.
Yeah,
we'll get used from time to time, but, you know, we focusing a little more.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you got to hit the subscribe button and the like button.
Slowly,
okay? Tease us with the like button.
Maybe edge that button a little bit.
And then, boom, subscribe.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
For that finale, okay?
And shouts to the Stand. Trish Murphy said, back at the Stand, nice. Shouts to the Stand. They're such a nice restaurant. They actually, incredible food. You had the burger for the first time.
I had the burger here yesterday, and it was absolutely delicious.
Mid burger, he's holding this massive burger with like three bites. He's got cheese all over his face, and he looks in because they use a cheese sauce on the new burger. He looks up and he goes, "This might be the best burger I've ever had in my life." And I was like, "Well, I hope so."
It was the caramelized onion with the, I don't even know what kind of cheese that was.
It's like a melted, almost like a raclette, but like a feta and a raclette type of cheese sauce. It's pretty incredible.
Oh, it's all right. We got a funny message on Patreon.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm paying attention to the show we're on.
Sorry.
Not the cute little messages we've been getting.
But yes, it was a very good burger. So if you're ever in New York City and come to stand, come see a comedy show and have the burger. It's absolutely delicious.
It really, I cannot stress enough, this is not comedy club food. This is a dope comedy club inside of a great restaurant.
100%.
Shouts to the stand. Look at the water jug they give you.
They think it's moonshine. That's right? What it is.
Who was it? Jess Howard said, bro, you have a Patreon. Use our money to get along a cable. Bro, we owe money to the editors. You see how much content we put out?
We're trying our best. We don't have enough Patreon members to really get a longer USB cable.
Bro, right now, if you are here and you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. If you haven't liked this yet, hit the like button. If you haven't joined our Patreon, do so right now. Patreon.com/soccercooligans.
Okay,
it would be amazing.
Or shoutstous.com, all right?
Justin Freeberg said, it ain't moonshine, it's aguardiente. I mi gente.
Vamos, right? It's a big day.
Pulling a repa out.
A buñuelo.
Okay.
All right.
Little extra grease on that bad boy.
Yeah, it's a big day in, this last international window for a lot of countries qualifying for the World Cup. Coleman Bowl is this afternoon if you're on the East Coast. Huge games, man.
We haven't seen it yet, but Portugal versus North Macedonia is also today, so that's a big one, a big playoff.
Uh-huh. You said you haven't seen it today? Oh,
because people are listening to this as well. Okay. Yes, tomorrow they will be listening
to
us.
We are live on YouTube on Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And we got here on time and everything.
We're in the back seat on your way to the car.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. We are here on YouTube live. You're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Let's go. We got it. That
part. You really want us to do intros.
Trish wants us to do intros.
Where is it?
Okay. Trish has been.
Let me see. Wait.
Trish has been on our case.
Eats meat? Where is it?
Wow.
I don't see it. I don't see Trish asking.
She not in the chat right now, but she has reminded us on Twitter from
elsewhere.
Time. Yes.
Yeah.
We have to be
I think you're making this up.
We have to be responsible. Trish had mentioned we should introduce ourselves at the beginning, mention it again in the middle, just so people know if they arrived in the middle of the show.
Who listens to a podcast from the middle? Oh, in case they're live.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like,
this is his first day in entertainment.
We should just get lower thirds made so that we don't have to do this.
We could do that. I could do that. And
Should I call the marketing department?
Okay, we need 400 Patreon members to be able to do that.
I Googled lower thirds, and Home Depot says it's going to cost about $1,500.
Steve Carrillo said intros are essential.
Okay, just like us. We're essential, bro.
Essential workers.
Yeah, thank you for clapping for us at 7 o'clock. All right, we got to talk about qualifying.
Yes.
Christian and I... We said, you know what? The boys need us. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Like a good pair of uncles that we are. We said, yo, the boys need us. We got to be there.
Right.
And now normally when Christian and I travel.
His dad won't show up. So
Never said it. He's like, the boys need me. Oh, look at that. Cheese. And then that was it. But we decided we're going to go. Now, normally when we travel.
Go to Mexico for people who don't.
Yeah, we went to Mexico.
Yes.
But normally when we travel to games, you know what Christian and I do? Because we're so important. We apply for media credentials, and then we get to go to we get our own entrance in the stadium. We get to bring our bags in. We get to bring belts.
The fancy stuff.
Yeah. We have an air conditioned section. They feed us. It's quite nice, right? You're not allowed to cheer. You're not allowed to wear anything from one of the teams, but still you go as press, and then everyone sits there and does their job. They type and they do all updates on Twitter and stuff. And Christian and I just sit there and watch the game. But this time for some really dumb reason. We decided it's our first time at the Azteca. We should go as fans.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. That's the last time we will do that. We hung out with a bunch of executives from a very large streaming platform. I don't know if
we should say. I don't think it matters.
I don't want to say.
Oh, he doesn't want to. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, we were hanging out with a lot of employees from...
Important. Important people.
Important people.
And I don't say that to flex. I say that to Christian and I had no right to be there.
I don't know how we got inside this circle, but it happened. So, we were...
What an odd situation. We're literally on a party bus with stripper poles in it.
Yes.
And a bartender in a bar. In the bus.
So let's explain why was there a party bus. So we got got invited to the Azteca to go to the game. We wanted to go to the game.
No, we didn't get invited. I was texting with this group of all Arsenal fans, some of which work in very important television networks and stuff. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to the game. A bunch of them like, yo, we're going. And then we're like, perfect. So like, we kind of made ourselves a part of that group. Yes. One of which was with Barra 76. So he was like, well, I'm going with
LAFC.
Oh, no, that's another AO. It's an AO comparable.
Yeah, it's like the Hispanic. The
it's the AO Hispanic group. AO.
Yeah.
Hispanic. How Hispanic? Their AO, their party was a BYO. Just to give you an idea how Latino it is. It's a potluck, bro. And we're drinking all your beer, whatever you bring.
Right.
So we couldn't get tickets with AO. We're not members. We couldn't get tickets with Barra 76. We're not members. So this guy is also not a member of any of those things. He's like, well, my major conglomerate has an office in Mexico, so I'll make this a work trip. And a bunch of them want to go to the game as well, so you could come with us. We're going to rent the bus. That's all we heard.
That's all we knew.
I was expecting like one of the buses you see like players arriving with a
coach bus.
Like a nice Greyhound.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. And when we get in there, it's a lot of LED lights. There's a bar and two stripper poles. Bro, the music was atrocious. You may have seen me put up a video of just my face staring at the screen.
Paulo Nelson said, can't believe Fox News got a party bus.
So OANN rents this, but no, we were never.
The Newsmax party bus was lit, bro.
I would literally yank on the steering wheel if that were the case. Middle of traffic. Take everyone out just out of love. Chester Morgan sends in the chat
Jones,
as well.
What's up? Anyway.
Hey, when'd you get here? Helicopter, black one? Cool. Unmarked?
Why are you wearing that tinfoil on your head, bro?
Damn, bro.
What supporters group is this? Yeah.
Get Anthony and Atlas jersey. That's weird. DJ 31.
I said no notification. Why are we hit the bell? You gotta hit the bell.
Yeah, you gotta hit the bell, my G.
To get the notification. Yeah.
So we walk onto this bus. There's pieces of it falling off. it was a wild one. But the guy who's in charge of it looks like a very responsible stepdad. You know?
Okay.
Just like a he looks like a Jim Gaffigan character. Right?
He was like a clean cut kind of dude.
Like a Jim Gaffigan character.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Well, you would book Jim Gaffigan to play this man. Nice guy. More hair than Jim Gaffigan. Nice guy. And he was like
Mexican guy, obviously, in Mexico. Oh, wait. Oh, no. The guy that. Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy who was running the bus.
No. Okay. No, that dude wasn't clean cut. He looked like a soccer player. He had like a slick back, blonde, streaky hair.
It wasn't that bad,
bro. He looked like whatever drink you ordered, like, yo, let me get a vodka tonic. He's like, I'm going to put a little herpes in there. Okay. Is that cool? You mind if I just put a little dab? I'm going to rub it on my lip. Is that cool?
On the rim.
Okay. Hey, you want salt? No? Okay, then you get a little herp. No, that dude looks sketchy as shit. What are you talking about? The dude who was like a nice I don't want to say nerd because he's not a nerd, but like he looks like he's like, you know, reads books a lot and like has like a very, yeah, right?
Not, just the not Alexis.
Nicole Hack put LOL at Venga Boys playing. It was the worst.
Yeah.
So they're playing music they think Americans want to hear.
Right.
Right. And then he was like, he looks at us and we're like, what kind of party is this, bro? Because like there's office workers here, like, you know, women, men, children, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. And there's a grandpa on the bus. And then all of a sudden they're like sitting around a stripper pole with a TV screen behind him. And he was like, I tried to get a bus that fit like 30 people. And this was the only one they had. And we were like, that actually makes sense. Because he would be like, give me any bus you got. And they're like, well, let's get the one that smells. It smells like the fish market. You know what I mean?
Smells like twerking.
Damn. Smells like money on the floor. That's what it smells like. So we were told the game starts at 8. We're in like near the Polanco area.
Yeah, there's a town. Right? There's a neighborhood called Polanco,
which is like the ritzy. That's like their Upper East Side. They're Beverly Hills.
That's how it works. Whenever every time I told Mexican people my name, they were like, "Well, la di da." Okay, I didn't know we had royalty,
señor. Should I not make eye contact?
No, me mire.
Don't touch him. He's like the queen. Whatchamacallit? So we were told leave super early. So the game starts at 8. We thought 5:30. That's got to be early enough.
Right?
Nope.
2.5 hours. It took 2.5 hours just to arrive at the Azteca.
That's to get to the stadium. We get to the stadium right on time. But one of the employees, his uncle was an announcer
yes.
at La Azteca for like 50 years.
And just to clarify, we are 10 miles away from Azteca. So it took 2.5 hours to drive 10 miles.
Yeah. We're keep not... that. I mean, New York City, New York, L.A. traffic, nothing.
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 To a game at the Azteca when Mexico's playing.
Bro, it's as if the city doesn't realize people want to go to the stadium.
Absolute madness. It was kind of, everybody told us, even shout out to Wiso was Vasquez like, from Footmex Nation. We saw him at the American Outlaws night before party.
He's like, leave now.
You're here right now that you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
18 hours before the game, you're doing it wrong.
Start heading in that direction, buddy. I feel like you already late, bro. You know,
he was like, "Yo, you got to leave early, early, early." And we were like, 2.5 hours. Can't. That has to be told.
No, that got to be enough. In fact, we were supposed to leave at 6, and when they said 5:30, I'm like, "Well, cool. We'll get to like, 30, 45 minutes." Nope. And by the way, Shasta Morgan Tenzu says Alexis making fun of people who read books. Yo, you know how I do. We don't want them around. You know what I mean? Sounds like Miami. Imagine Miami, but like. If it was only Cuban people. So the music, the people, everything is loud and traffic is insane because no one knows how to drive. It was wild. But we get there right at 8 o'clock and we hop out. And I mean, you know, Supreme would beg for a line this long.
There were probably, I'm not even exactly.
Every security gate like snaked.
Yeah. There might have been 15 to 20,000 people outside. 5 minutes before kickoff.
Think of your biggest NFL stadium and imagine the parking lot surrounding it was empty. Now imagine the security lines for every gate got to where the entrance to those parking lots were. I'm not making that up. It's a sea of people waiting. It was so bad that where the guy dropped us off was the end of the line for one of the security. I'm like, dude, is this where we wait? Like,
yeah,
we're far. We're so far. The stadium looks small. It was bananas. And of course, I start buying street food, right? I'm like, I remember how I said, it was 2 a.m. and I'm stuffed, but I really want an elote in a cup, which is also called an esquite in certain parts of Mexico. And people were like, oh, get it here. And I'm like, I don't live in those cities. New York doesn't have this. It's 2 a.m. But as soon as we get off, I said to one of the people with us, who also happened to be the voice of Alexa in Latin America.
Yeah.
I said to her and her boyfriend slash husband, I'm not sure what he was. I was like, yo, you know what? I haven't had a pambazo, which is a sandwich that's like dipped in like sauce and then cooked again.
Healthy.
I was like,
sounds healthy.
I mean, you know, it's a vegetable sauce. I was like, I haven't had an esquite. And he was like, just go right there. And there's a truck. And I was bro, we going. So we go, we get esquites, we come back and they're like, let's go. And we're like, cool. It's like 8:05. Rumor is they're going to delay the game because security issues. We can't. A lot of people.
Yeah,
can't
somebody
get
just
the
asked. Walker 8 just said, was there any extra security or notices due to the recent football riots? And yes,
tons.
This is exactly why the line was so long because the Mexican Federation did something.
No. FIFA. CONCACAF was running. CONCACAF or FIFA were handling admittance into the stadium, and that they. So we talked about this with someone, the Mexican police departments, the Mexican government, and most people in Mexico have just gone on with their lives as if that riot never happened. It's a little weird. We were like, I was like actually like afraid to talk to people about it because I'm like, man, no one's bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying we're going to a soccer game and most people are like, okay, cool. Well, yeah. Have fun. I heard those are good. Like, does nobody want to talk about the murders? And the answer is no. But we went to lunch previously with someone who works like at a pretty high up municipal area, I guess, department thing, position in the Mexican government. I was like, hey, can I ask why no one's talking to me? He's like, oh, yeah, that's like a very Mexican thing. We just pretend it doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, okay, then we won't. Then we won't say anything.
But, I mean, even with that being the case, there was not one moment where I felt unsafe or I was worried about anything. Everybody was cool. At the game, Mexican fans were, they knew we were not Mexican and knew we were supporting the U.S. and they were all cool. So, I heard tons of stories like that. So the reason the line was so long in particular was because, so when we got the tickets, not only did we have to buy the ticket, but then we had to register our ticket online and we had to put in our ID and our photo and the whole thing. So they wanted basically to know who had
everyone
ticket.
Who walked in, not just your ticket, but you also had to like register with the government.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Oh, the Federation at the very least.
Yeah, the Federation. Like
the,
yeah.
The website was the Mexican Federation.
It was like laseleccion.co.mx. It was very official.
So once you registered your ticket with your ID, then you got a QR code, which is what you use to get inside the stadium.
So there was both. They checked your boleta, your ticket, and then they scanned your QR code.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, your ticket allows you in, but without the QR code, we ain't allowing you in because we don't know who you are. And obviously there was COVID protocols within that registration.
Yeah.
So that must have been the major issue. So one of the guys in our group was like, yo, my grandfather was the announcer at the Azteca for 50 years.
Yeah.
I've been coming here since I was a kid. I know everyone here. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine. So we're like, we show up at 8. The rumor is the game's going to start a little bit later. So we're like, you know what? We got time. I'm getting, people are going to the bathroom. I'm getting an esquite. I'm sitting there drinking. You had one as well?
I had an esquite. Yeah, it wasn't.
I got mine a little spicy. You didn't, and you thought yours was spicy.
I didn't think it was spicy. My issue with it is it is spice. It is sour with the lime.
There's a lime that's squeezed over. If you don't know what an esquite it is, it's
so much mayonnaise,
corn mayo, and hard white cheese covered in like a tahine.
Yeah,
and then a lime is squeezed over it. It is one of the most beautiful things you can eat as a human being.
It's a lot.
And also, I dare say, it is one of the most important street food dishes of a Latin culture. And this man, this Tio Tomas, does not like it.
It was fine. It's just a little much. The mayo was probably, if I could have it without the mayo, I'd probably
What's
enjoy it.
What's the point? All right, I'm not going to do it.
It's fine.
You have no idea how much this upsets me. So we're like,
Leslie just said, a Cooligan's party with Alexa and Sap.
Yeah. Actually, every time you hit the remote, she changed to Spanish, which was really cool. So we get to the entrance where like the important people are walking through, but they all have these like little cards. Mm-hmm. We ain't got no cards. And they're not letting us through.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone. And he's like, well, sorry, everyone. This isn't being run by the Azteca people. This is being run by, you know, whatever, FIFA or La Federación de Mexico. So my assistance isn't helping us get in. But I've got people that are going to come and get us. I look down at my phone. We're 20 minutes into the game. And I was like, what happened to the game starting late? And they're like, well, I don't know. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on?
Everybody noticed that too, right? On the broadcast, you saw that the stadium was pretty much like half empty. They didn't sell it out completely anyway, but it was still eerily empty.
I've been saying the number 110. Apparently, they lowered the capacity to 80,000.
Yeah.
They fixed the stadium up and lowered the capacity to 80,000. By the way, I don't see how they fixed the stadium up. but It's a little old stadium.
It was built for the World Cup, right? In 86?
No.
I think
that had to be the 1930s World Fair.
How long has Azteca been around? I thought it was, I could be wrong.
It's a beautiful stadium. I'm not saying anything, but like there was pieces like missing. So you're like, I don't think this got fixed up. I think they just limited capacity and maybe fixed some other areas, like added like, because I think the Coca-Cola lounge is new. They added like some fancy spots downstairs. Anyway, long story short, by the way, much respect to La Azteca. Beautiful stadium. But whatchamacallit. We're waiting and waiting and waiting, and we have to make a decision. Do we go to regular security or do we stay here and hope this goes through? Bro, halftime. I'm furious. I am like, I'm not saying anything because I'm mad. And Christian's like kind of like also upset, but not nearly as upset as me.
1961.
You could tell it's older. Okay. So the rest of the group is also kind of upset, and we're all like, you know what? It's halftime. Let's just try to go through regular security. We get right in. Apparently, they had started letting people in. You could kind of see from where we were standing, they were starting to let people in. So we finally get let in. The way I remember it is that we don't get to our seats because also no one knew how to get anywhere. You had to climb these crazy ramps. By the time we got to our seat, it was like the 55th minute. That's what I remember. Christian remembers 48.
I remember the kickoff. We just walked in right after they kicked off in the second half. We didn't really get to our seats. Probably about to the 55th minute because people were in our seats.
Well, that's the other thing. Then people were sitting in our seats and they ain't getting up. And they're like, no, these are my seats. And I show them my ticket and they show me theirs, which are not in that section. And he's like, well, I don't care. I'm not moving. And I was like, well, I mean, I can't lift you up. You know, I mean, we're stuck at an impasse here. If I show you that you're sitting in my seat and you just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I said to the guy, I'm like, at least let the lady sit. Like, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
And he was like,
and when he said the lady, he referred to me.
I'm pointing. And he's just hoisting him up as far as they could go. He's doing the winks, the whole nine. And there was eventually some of the people got up. There were like two or three guys. One guy had like boils on his face and he wouldn't get up. And I'm like, I don't want that scene anymore.
I don't remember.
You remember him? He had like that row of bubbles on his face. He looks like he keloids. He looks like he got cut.
I didn't know
any keloids. Okay. But yeah, no, something was on his face and he was like, I'm not getting up. I'm like, no, bro, that's your seat. You know, it's like your friend who you don't trust takes a sip of your drink. And he's like, oh, I don't want this. Do you want it? You're like, no, that's yours now. Good. Congrats, buddy. He wouldn't get up. Him and his two friends wouldn't get up.
Yeah.
But a bunch of other people were like, all Mexican fans clearly knew we were from America. Like, guys, don't worry about it. Sit. There were these two guys who were like, I'm not getting up. They were kind of drunk. He's like, I'm going to me importa, man. No me voy a levantar. Let me see. I'm going to me importa. And like about 5 minutes in, he goes, you want the seat? And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, dude, do you care if I stand in front of you?
He's like,
and we're like, I don't care.
I don't know who that guy was.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, buddy, that's not me. You know what? That's the Tecate talking. And honestly, I'm not proud of myself. I'm not proud of who I was back there. He gets up, but they stand in front of us, and they're super drunk. They're taking, like, pictures. These
constantly
two Mexican
taking
dudes.
Photos, yeah.
They're taking pictures. But, and I go, oh, have you guys ever? They go, where are you from? And the guy said, where in the States are you from? I said, New York. He's like, oh, I love New York. I'm like, you been? He goes, yeah, I live in Tampa. I was like, what the hell, man? So him and his friends are like taking pictures. They're posting it on Facebook. So they're clearly like super Mexican, bro. Because ain't nobody in America. Maybe Tampa is just like the last holdout for Facebook content. But they're taking Facebook specific photos. They're laughing. We're talking about the game. We're like having a good time back and forth. I took pictures of them. They took pictures of us. It was a good time. Like they posed with us, like, you know, peace signs and all the whole nine. Like it was a good time. And it ended up being... Well, at the end, on a scale of 1 to 10, there was a lot of frustration up top. We had a blast going back. We convinced them to play reggaeton, or somebody did.
Yeah, yeah.
They stopped playing the stupid, right? We played a little reggaeton. People were dancing. We had a great time on the way back. But we were eating Doritos. It was a good time. By the way, they taste different there.
The Doritos do taste different there.
It's not nacho cheese. It's just nacho.
Mm.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Spicy. Bro, I love it. Doesn't taste like cheese, which it's kind of cool. It's like a little different.
You don't have that Dorito stomach ache that you normally get. After
oh, no, yeah. If you just didn't eat enough of them, buddy, I got it. It was, let me tell you, worth it every time. Your fingers are stained up. It's quite great. But we ended up going out and get tacos, and then we went and did the Grant Wall interview. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say at the beginning I was a 9 of how frustrated I was until I got in the stadium.
Uh-huh.
I was about ready to boil over. I was going to start smacking people, you know what
sure.
I mean? But on a scale of 1 to 10, towards the end of the day, how'd you feel?
Towards the end, I was... my frustration was at like maybe a 7 because even though I did want to go, we flew all the way to Mexico to go see the match, and we
just about got to see some of it.
Yeah, we saw the second half, so I was frustrated. But then also as a comic, you know, we've already been in either terrible gigs, terrible situations where we know that at least we got the story, at least we got something out of it. We got to be stuck in traffic in a party bus. With the guy who was like, I'm connected, don't worry about it. And then,
bro, I got it. And then we get there, and he's like, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it. Yo, nobody here knows me.
I don't even know me, bro.
So that part of it, I could at least, even as it's happening, I'm like, all right, I know I'm going to laugh about this later. But we got to be there for the second half. We got to see Gio Reyna make that run, cut.
Body.
Cutting up every
bruh.
Mexican player.
Looking like, Nancy Kerrigan, bruh. Just graceful out there on them skates.
Okay. Hey,
bunch of Tanya Hardings around him.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. GL's just see he's Nancy, and then he sees Tanya everywhere. He's like, oh, you ain't got me? No. You ain't getting these knees.
Nah, fam. Let me tell you. So somebody mentions it that wasn't the stadium limited capacity because of the homophobic chanting. That's what I read, said Joe Whitlock. Let's talk about this
because this was incredible being in the stadium for this.
Let me tell you that when fans, I'm so, you know, like when sailors used to go out like way back in the day, like when they were discovering the new world and they went back and they're like, what happened? They're like, a whale and a mermaid. And
right.
They made up all, it's and, just because they didn't want them to know that you were banging the other guys. You know what I mean? It was an orgy and they didn't want you to know that.
But now you have these grand tales
yeah.
to tell.
So when U.S. fans used to travel to Mexico, they would come back and they'd say, like, yo, they threw bags of pee at us, mm-hmm. and they were crazy and foaming at the mouth, and it's one of the most intimidating places to play. Here's what I saw. I saw the announcer having to go, hey, Mexico, hey, Mexico to get the crowd to do anything. This was the most. Were they pumping something
right
in the air? This was the most sedate.
But I think that had a lot to do with Querétaro. No. And I think the limited capacity at the stadium also had an effect on it as well. Also, the fact that ticket prices were higher.
This is a big one. They made the tickets more expensive because they thought, well, then we won't get poor people in. That's them.
Yeah, yeah. Or riffraff or something like that, which is, it's a thing U.S. soccer has been accused of as well, just to, put more favor.
Because they don't want us, bro.
No. But look, whatever it is, I can't explain exactly why. Even the player said this. Zach Steffen said after the match, it was like it just didn't feel the same. It wasn't as intimidating.
There really wasn't that sense of like overwhelmingness that you've heard.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think there were no mermaids. You know what I mean? But okay, el grito.
Yeah.
Right? Yelling the P word.
So this is
pushing P, if you will.
So I'll for the most part, I will say that the Mexico fans, everybody was aware. And nobody from the half that we saw, maybe this might have been different in the first half, but for the first, I would say, 20 minutes of the first half of the second half, nobody yelled it. You didn't hear it. Even
there were also not that many attempts on goals, so that Zach had goal kicks.
Right.
So there really weren't that many opportunities. Now, Walker R8 said, now that you mentioned it, Nancy could have really benefited from some shim cards, bro. But that's the problem. She was in the wrong sport, bro. And Justin Freeberg said, Alexis is using an orgy in a metaphor. It can only go up from here. And then Justin Freeberg said, the crowd got borked in the dork. Okay, you guys are going to have to go back into the catalog if you want to know what that means, my friend. Just a couple dorks up here, and that should be impressive. There was an opportunity where Zach Steffen has a goal kick and the crowd's like, eh.
Yeah.
And immediately the announcer gets super loud and goes, eh, Mexico. Right, underneath that, they push in P.
They push in strong P.
The wrong P. But, you feel me?
So, but from being there, this is the sense I get. And the fact that the fans didn't do it for most of the game, they... This is why I got the sense that they do it at all. They are frustrated with the Mexican national team.
Aren't they?
Oh, that's right. Sure. But they expect more. And the main sense I get is that Mexico fans are petty. So when they are, maybe they're mad at the ref. They were mad at the yellow that was given, it might have been Chuka. I don't remember who it was, that dove and got the yellow. They get so angry. They get so frustrated. And Mexican fans are, the casual Mexican fan is a little bit different than the casual U.S. fan, I would say, as far as like be just knowledgeable about the game. You hear the conversations around us were very like
tactical.
Yeah. They were very, they know the game. It's not just about I'm here to enjoy a game of footy.
Right. You know, one of my favorite moment the entire time, obviously besides drawing and how great that was for the
Hold
US.
On. LK Chuck just said, on TV, it just sounded like the PA announcer was leading the grito, the chair. It's so funny.
They go that far with it. They're like, you know what? Screw the Federation. Yeah, Get the guy on mic.
Lean in.
Yeah. My favorite part of the whole game, and I'll go back to what we were talking about. My favorite part was there was an incredible offensive buildup. There was an incredible attack headed towards Zach Steffen. And the American defenders were outnumbered, and it looked like it was just absolutely going to be a goal. Like, I felt it in my body. I'm like, I'm just going to sit and hope this doesn't get crazy, right? And all of a sudden, there was I forgot who it was that took the shot. It went wild wide. It just went absolutely wide. And the crowd had just been building up, and they all went like, oh, and they all sat. And right as it got quiet, a guy behind us yelled, he must play for Chivas. And everyone erupted in laughter. And I'm like high-fiving the guy. It was perfect.
It's like, I don't even know the inside joke, but I'm like, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
I'm like, my guy got it. Yeah. Oh, you him, bro. You do stand-up, my G? It was perfect. But, like, you could sense the crowd laughed because they were like, what else are we going to do? You could feel the crowd was just, like, at the end of their rope. They were yelling for Tata Martino to get
Yeah, a lot of fuera, Tata. People were, they're done.
I thought they were saying something else. And I'm like, yeah, dude, take him came out. I'm like, oh no, you said tata, not that.
They were, you know, Mexican fans have they've had
they've
it
reached with, the end of their line
with the mediocrity,
right?
And this game was a you know
a prime example of said mediocrity.
The U.S. 100% should have won that game.
In fact, let's talk about what you were talking about, which is the Mexican fans kind of being frustrated with that sort of mentality. And I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
What were we talking about before?
That they're knowledgeable. They know tactics. Wanted Tata out. They were frustrated with... Okay. Well, yes.
I mean, completely wiped my mind clean.
I was saying before that because the team plays poorly is, you know, why they it's just a frustration of like, we want to punish them.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
For not playing well. So that's why they do the chant.
Yes. Okay. Remember when you were a kid? And you grew up with a brother, but you guys like all got along. I mean, I can't really talk to you about anything. You don't like
my brother's 8 years older than me. There's no sense.
My sister was just about 2 years older than me, and it was war.
Yeah, yeah. No, but my brother, I would have lost that war immediately.
I did every time, but it was still fun. Yeah. Did you ever get to the point where like your mother was like, I swear to God, one more. Like, you know what we used to do when we were kids? Whenever my mom would say something, we'd just go, duh, right? And she was like, I swear to God, one more duh. Oye, coño, con ese duh. Si tú vengas para acá con ese duh.
Some people respected their moms.
Yeah,
but,
ill, dog. I can't talk to him about anything. I mean anything. The fact that we eat rice and the fact that we're comedians and we like soccer. Those are the only three things we have in
common.
That
woman is an angel, and I will protect her at all costs.
Bro, I was antagonizing everyone. But you know, like your mom says, if you do that one more time, I swear to God, I'm gonna flip out. And then what's the first thing you do? You do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're doing with the P chant.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's okay, but they're so frustrated and they know it hurts the Federation. So they're doing it. Not all of them, but in the section we were sitting, they were doing it to show like, you know what? Then screw the whole thing. Yeah. I don't care if you get docked points. This isn't good enough. I don't care if you're in trouble. All of you should be fired anyway. Yeah. You could feel that. That you could feel. It was so, like they're pushing the button because they know it annoys them.
Yeah. So and
still shouldn't do it.
You still yeah. And it does feel like
Justin Freeberg said Christian got threatened with Gucci chancletas while Alexis got threatened with Kmart brand. Bro, I got threatened with all types of stuff. I got threatened with the Kmart bag. I swear to God, I'll choke you with this shit.
Yeah, it did feel like like that is the way to influence some kind of change. I was watching Ahora o Nunca. Herc was talking about I forgot who the other guy was that they were talking to, but they were talking to who's the Tigres coach.
Piojo,
yeah. Herrera. They were talking to him, and he was saying Tata's doing a great job. Like the percentage, his winning percentage is really good, and so on and so forth. And that he obviously was a former Mexico manager, giving props to the new
right.
Mexican manager.
But it's also like you can't lose to your rivals this much.
100%, right? But the what the other guy was saying was essentially this is not what we brought in Tata for. It's not simply to qualify for the World Cup. It is to
which
actually
is true.
Make a dent, make el quinto partido, the whole thing, and really actually make it far. And when you
to
see,
just be another okay Mexican coach is not why you paid this guy.
Right.
What you paid this guy for. And I kind of got to side with that.
Yeah. And you so this is why the Mexican fans are they're done with this like just even the fact that they're behind the U.S. in qualifying. They're in third.
They're behind Canada.
They're behind Canada. Like, it's inexcusable to a lot of Mexican fans because they truly believe Mexico is the best nation in CONCACAF, and their play should reflect that.
You know what? I mean, if you look at it historically, they're not wrong. They're a powerhouse. They're like Italy. They're a powerhouse that's struggling, but they've always been a weak powerhouse. You know, they've only been a powerhouse because they were in this area and the rest of the nations haven't caught up. We kind of have.
I love that Steve Carrillo said, dog, if you don't flinch when a woman lifts their hands, you weren't raised right.
Bro, that facts. Dead ass.
My mom didn't really, she hit me a couple times, but it was mostly my dad.
I said this to a teacher once and I thought I was going to get sent to a foster home, dog. I said, I remember a 3-year period where every day I got hit. And then she was like, oh no, are you okay? I'm like, oh no, no, I deserved it every one of those days. Don't write that down.
Hey, oh, hey, off the record.
off the record.
My mom is the same. Okay?
She should have went harder, bro. I got away with some shit in there.
Oh my God. So, look, overall, the game.
Nitra M said, everybody below Canada, they're the furthest north. I geography jokes.
That game in particular, you know.
This is a great question from Walker R8 said, on that note, do you think Mexico is suffering from a bit of poor form and older players, or are other nations getting stronger and catching up? I think it's a combination. One of the things that happened in that stadium was we got to hear those conversations, like Christian said, and a lot of the conversations being had were about how there's not enough youth in this team. They're leaning on older players who aren't playing incredibly well in Europe, so there's no reason to have them on the national team. And, you know, if you look at that system, what I saw at that match was not, for the little bit that we got to see, it's not what I was expecting from a Tata system. It looked a little like parking the bus. They looked like they weren't completely comfortable with what to do in the final third once they had possession. Like, thinking back to those, you know, when he was at Barca, or thinking back to Argentina, or thinking back to Atlanta United, I'm like, this is not what I saw.
Yeah, I mean,
it's way more aggressive, attack, attack, attack. Who cares if we let a goal go, because we're going to score more than you? It's kind of like what you expect from a Tata Martino.
But also, credit to Walker Zimmerman and Miles Robinson.
They were incredible.
Spectacular, man. I mean, these two center backs are, I think, giving such a comfort and security to the U.S.'s defense, and also and Anthony Robinson also was spectacular that game. So the one thing I left after watching that game, I'm like, yo, Raul Jimenez, I've never seen him play live. That was my first time. I'm like, what a player, man. If we had a guy
incredible.
Like that. Oh my, he was, the guy is just,
he's
like,
so dangerous.
He's tall, he's physical, and he's just so great on the ball, and he is not like a traditional nine waiting for the ball. He kind of plays,
you know what he reminds me of?
Nine.
Clint Dempsey a little bit, because he roams a lot.
Yeah,
he roams a lot. Also, here's the thing, and we've seen this, you know, people ask us a lot, like, what's the level of MLS and this and that. One of the stark differences, I think, between like a Premier League level player and a non-Premier League level player is they it's like, within a split second, a shot is taken, and it's almost always on frame. And that's Raul Jimenez.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of space he needs to get off a good shot. And it's just, it's shocking. It's like, you're always on edge. You know, it's like my mom walked in here with a chancleta in her hand. I'd be like, like, it could happen at any time. She could throw it. She could walk over. You know, it's the same thing. Like, at any point, he can just take a great shot. And it was like, it reminded me of like the way Harry Kane plays a little
bit. Yeah.
Where it was like, he doesn't have to run hard. He kind of finds a good space. And next thing you know, a shot's taken. It's pretty crazy. By the way, shots to Run Amok. Made his way all the way here from Twitch. Just want to get in here with some Shamak references.
Thank you. Speaking
of incredible strikers, Marouane Shamak.
Joe Willock said the tables have turned and Mexico is scared of us now.
Yeah.
Which, that's the question about older players. I think we were talking to Herc about this. Shout out to Herc
and Sebi. Doing wonderful things, yo.
Yeah.
Football Americas is incredible.
Who we saw at the American Outlaws night before party. We got to take a photo with them and it was great. The older players was probably one of the biggest concerns. And the fact that, you know, I didn't think this would happen so quickly for the U.S., where in one generation we have so many players playing in Europe and starting and getting a lot of minutes and
furthering their development. Because they're getting there so young.
And scoring important goals, playing in Champions League.
Bro, let's talk about Luca De La Torre. Where is this? This guy plays for Heracles?
Heracles, yeah.
Bro, nobody know where Heracles is. And my guy is out here doing his thing. And we'll talk about the next match as well.
Yeah, but that's in just about five or six positions where the U.S. has players playing in huge, important games. Champions League and winning titles. Mexico just does not have that. They have a couple players playing in Europe that are on the national team, but not doing it at the level that the U.S. is. And that's pretty incredible. I did not think it would happen kind of this quickly.
Do you think Mexico's out of their golden era? And by golden era, I mean like your Chicharitos and, you know, your Carlos Vela, Santos brothers.
You would have to think that there has to be some players playing in Liga MX right now that should be or could make the jump into Europe and have those in, you know, playing those important games.
But I don't watch Liga MX that regularly. I don't know who are the stars that are maybe not on the national team yet or who's up and coming. But it just feels like there's more American players on the verge of that than there are Mexican.
It feels like there's more American players that are bubbling their way to a top level than Mexican players. Yeah. It feels like the Mexican national team is still depending on way more domestic league players versus the upper echelon,
right,
if you will.
Right.
I have to admit, I think Mexico will struggle to get out of the group if we qualify, say Crimson Pizza. Yeah, I mean, it's quite possible. I don't see anything from them that I did have a little bit of fear going into the game or worry, because it felt like Mexico needed to win more than we did. And it's the Azteca. There's a lot of excuses boiled into America not playing well at that stadium. So I thought we'll be fine. Next game.
Yes. That's a
U.S. home against Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Orlando.
In Orlando. No one's home, really.
what does that mean?
You know what I mean. It's Orlando. No one really feels home in Orlando.
It's a great atmosphere.
But one of the things that I remember from the game is everyone kept saying, like, Christian Pulisic has to have a big game in Mexico. Has to have a big game in Mexico. Mm-hmm. He's got to do it. He had an okay game. I thought he had a pretty good game. Bro, he got to Orlando. He's like, yo, now's my time to shine, bro.
Right. Also, in Mexico, it did feel like the move, and this seems to be what kind of happened in a lot of the international games, the U.S. games, is put 2-3 guys on Pulisic. He's going to
batter him
and follow him a little bit, make his day a little, you know, not fun.
So honestly, this is why I like Luca Della Torre so much.
Yeah.
Homie showed up to this game and he's like, ain't nobody touching my man.
Nobody. Okay.
Nobody. Bro, if Luca Della Torre was at the Oscars, yo, Will Smith would be laid out after that smack, bro. I'm telling you, yo, Luca Della Torre, anytime someone came up to press Pulisic, Luca Della Torre's like, say it to my face first. I'll tell him. I'll give him your message.
I'll relay the message, okay? But you don't talk to him.
Yeah. I may paraphrase, but I suggest you get it all off your chest right here. And then I'm going to go over there. Bro, what? I don't know whose decision that was. Part of me wants to believe is Jersey Greg Berhalter. He was like, hey, yo, fam, you going in the game? You here because you good? But you going in the game because you a goon now, okay?
There's no rule that says you can't wear brass knuckles on the pitch. Right? There's nothing that says that.
Yo, we got long studs on some Tims, my G. Luca, get in there. Your name is Luca De La Torre. I need you to be Luca Brazzi right now.
So, no, I had trick for Christian Pulisic, two confident penalties. I mean, he is looking like, you know, he could take the penalty kicker job at Chelsea as well, man.
Well, he should be.
Jorginho is Jorginho. We all know what.
Plus,
he
ain't got nothing to do next fall. You know what I mean?
But
Jorginho,
no,
relax.
Obviously,
over the winter break,
an important game. But again, credit to Walker Zimmerman drawing that penalty.
Incredible. Yeah, but what, letting someone choke him? You know what I mean?
But yo,
how brave, dude.
He gets in there. Well, he told his Nashville teammate, he's like, yo, you know what to do, okay?
He knew what's up. He was like, hey, you know that sandwich you left in the fridge? I was the one who waited. And Godoy was like, I knew it was you.
So, Anibal Godoy, hands to the throat. It was a little too much. And there was a handball as well. He was going to get caught for something.
Yeah. He was punching, boy. He was doing whatever, bro. My guy was choking the ball. He was doing whatever he wanted. Bro, next time Luca Della Torre gets on the team, I want to...
So the they dominated Panama. It was like a shame that they gave up that one goal that Godoy scored. Just a dominant performance. They absolutely needed it. They showed up.
Needed a big game, and goal differential clearly has helped us.
Yes.
So a 5-1, incredible. Sucks to not get the clean sheet, but Panama's a good team. You knew they'd get one on you.
Uh-huh.
So 5-1, I'm fine with that.
But overall, everybody had, you know, the concern was, and the conversation was about, should we go all out against Mexico? Because the other two games are probably more winnable.
So this is okay. So Matt Doyle,
yeah,
the homie, he said, yo, you guys are being stupid right now. Not to us, to everyone. He said, you guys are being dumb right now. You go into Mexico with a very defensive team. You walk out with a draw. You beat up on Panama and Costa Rica. That's the smart man's move. And everyone was like, no, you beat up on the rival. And then you hope you beat everyone else. And I think in the end, I don't know that they usually went with, I don't think they specifically, Greg, went in with that tactic of like, no. Let's hope for a draw. I think he was hoping for a win.
First half.
In Mexico, yeah.
And towards the second half, they were going for the win.
They were going for it. But then once it became real, once they realized a draw is good enough, you saw like in the last 15 minutes.
Once Jordan Pefok missed that ball.
Yeah, they were like, all right, everybody pull back.
Absolutely great layoff.
How did he do that?
Gio Reyna was
looking. Actually, you know, I don't know if you saw the clip. His foot was kicked. Yeah, Pefok didn't get a clean shot on
that.
Oh. Yeah, you have to watch it in slow-mo, but I was
didn't
like, all right.
See
but
that.
Also, a better striker, I think, makes a striker more aware makes a slightly different move towards the ball than put himself in a position where the defender can go around him the way he did. But nothing against Pefok. I Pefok with Pefok. whatchamacallit? Justin Freeberg said Annabelle Godoy went fuck at that twice in a row, man. Mans can't keep his hands to himself. He was, you know what? And I like that. I like the scrappiness of Panama, but that's, you can't do that in a box. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You just can't. I mean, you can't. But thank you for having a follow-up. I mean, prepare, Christian.
Well put, Alex.
Okay. Damn, Nigeria versus Ghana is chaos football. I'm sure that is. And I can't wait. I can't wait to watch Portugal versus North Macedonia. If you're listening, don't scream out what happened. Don't spoil it. Hit that like button if you're watching.
But the interesting things from that.
Oh, by the way, my name is Alexis Guerrero.
And I'm Christian Polanco. We're stand-up comedians. We're here at The Stand.
Hey.
Thank you. Shout out to The Stand for hosting us. As always, we appreciate a great comedy club, great food, come through. Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention, so with the
Andrew Johnson, the Giassi made that makes that. You know what? Probably.
The U.S., their concerns were about the yellow card accumulation. DeAndre Yedlin, Timothy Weah, both got yellows, both missed the game against Panama. And so that was like the biggest risk. But obviously, you know, in hindsight,
risk averted.
They brought in Shaq Moore. A lot of people were kind of puzzled by that.
Scally should have gotten it.
I don't know. I don't know how Scally gets it when Shaq Moore has more experience with this national team and this group of players.
Yeah, but he's playing better.
In for his club, yes. But when Shaq Moore shows up, he plays well.
Also,
the U.S.
Shaq Moore did his thing.
That's right. You got
to
give him credit.
So, Shaq Moore showed up and did his thing. So no disrespect to Shaq Moore whatsoever. But if I'm setting that up, Scally's got to get a shot. And I'm
Scally's the future. And he'll be a part of that.
I feel like he'll be a part of the World Cup squad. You would hope so.
Ooh, that's quite the take.
You would hope so.
I don't think he's going to be on the World Cup squad.
It's a shame if he misses out.
It's Yedlin, Dest, Moore before even Scally. So I don't know how many spots you got. I don't know how many right backs you want to bring. Is Scally a left back or right back? No, he's right back.
Right back. Who do you take out? If you had to take somebody out to put Scally in, who? Yedlin
is like he's the oldest guy.
The wise veteran.
Yeah, you could see him leaving soon, but I don't know. I kind of would want Yedlin at the World Cup. That's my feeling. Also, Reggie Cannon. He's not.
That's right.
Scally's not on top above Reggie Cannon. Reggie Cannon, who I think is still in Mexico because he tested positive for COVID, and he's apparently out of four seasons. I don't know how long he's been there, but I did see that report.
I actually have received inside information otherwise, but I'm not going to say it on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell Patreon. Oh, yeah. Join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon for something that could, I don't know.
Inside information.
All right. Okay. There it is. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about next. Obviously, the game against U.S. Costa Rica is on.
Should we not just forfeit and take the 3-point loss?
Matt Doyle suggested this idea. I saw that.
Bruh.
No, bro. Get out of here.
What if we lose 6-0?
There's people going to go to this game. We're not losing 6-0. We're not losing 6-0.
Bro, if that happens, you're going to be like, yo, we should have forfeited.
I mean, it would. If a forfeit would cause such a huge uproar and a huge problem within FIFA, it would be a nightmare.
I would start 10 defenders, and I'd say, go ahead, try. Try and get you 6.
For real. That's it. Well, you don't even have to just.
They're playing the 5-5-0. Facts.
Just be chill.
We ain't going nowhere, bro. We don't want the ball. We're gonna clear it every time, man.
The U.S. is a way stronger team than Costa Rica. 6 is not even. I'd be surprised if they get more than 2.
Did they beat us 4-2 once? A couple like 2 years ago.
Still, you know, aggregate is still 2. No big deal. It's all good. We can go in with a little bit more confidence than we did with Trinidad.
Jess Howland said Costa Rica has only scored 11 goals this entire qualifying series.
Yeah, they're not, it's not happening.
Where's this Scally guy? Scally plays for Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Yeah, he was a NYCFC academy player.
Playing incredibly well in a team that moves the ball quickly.
Yeah, he didn't get many minutes for NYCFC on the first team, but he got sold pretty quickly to Borussia Mönchengladbach. So, but he is doing well there. Okay, the...
Thomas 19064 just one gulliest comment said red cards don't carry over, so just start stomping and have the game called.
So
jeez.
Okay, but so this is I want to make sure we dedicate a fair amount of time to this because we talked about it briefly yesterday, but Ashlyn Harris, the Ashlyn Harris drama between
the clapback for wifey.
That's right, and it was obviously relevant yesterday, given all the Will Smith stuff and everything. So that's what we talked about.
By the way, Leslie, I'm with you. She said, "I won't believe we've qualified until we're stamping our ticket to Qatar." Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so shout out to at Support Woso right here on Twitter, who compiled a thread of the whole thing so that we can just go through it all.
Right. So if you don't know, Gotham FC now has Ali and Ashlyn on the squad.
Uh-huh.
They played Washington Spirit champion, Washington Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Everyone involved has been on the show. Like you said, Ali and Ashlyn have been on our show multiple times. We've had Trinity Rodman and Ashley Sanchez both on our show of the Washington Spirit. So there's a video of, I believe it's Ashley Sanchez, kind of juking Ali Krieger, and you could tell the pitch is a little weird, and Ali Krieger falls. Like an M1 mixtape.
Yeah.
You got to put this out, right? You got to put this out. You got to put some dope music behind it. You throw it up in slow-mo, and you act like you did something big. And look, Ashley Sanchez is an incredible, dynamic, young forward.
We've
so this happens.
To her. Check out our interview with her anytime you like.
Incredible. So, they put it up and they tag Gotham FC and they said, "Hey, at Gotham FC, too soon?"
Mm-hmm.
Which you're inviting this by doing that.
Yeah.
If you just put this up and they clap back, it's like, all right, you looked for it, but still, I get it why you would clap back. Tagging, making the whole thing about Gotham FC by saying, "Yo, is this too soon?" This you're inviting a pretty vicious response. Right. And Ashlyn was like, "Oh, I got one of those."
So as you can see it on the screen, it says Ashlyn retweets it, quote tweets it, and says, "Get us a professional field, and then we can talk. Until then, take your amateur shit back to your high school field."
Okay.
All right. So it's getting real now.
I heard what you said, but all I heard was click clack. You know what I mean?
So this the main thing here is there was a little bit of Gotham FC and a lot of the NWSL teams. This the banter is part of the league.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun. We enjoy watching the games, but this is also part of the entertainment of the league. So there was a little bit of back and forth about this. This game ended in a draw. It was 1-1. A penalty from Christy Mewis, her first goal for Gotham FC.
Yeah, Trinity responded. I think I saw that.
And then and then Ashley Hatch scored the other goal. But then Trinity Rodman got in here. Okay, so this is I want to kind of talk about all the different angles because I don't even know if this thread captures all of them.
Trinity, though, I mean,
but Trinity,
what a young player, signed $1 million contract, and she came in. She said, "Yo, we still got them streets, bro." She said, "I don't see anyone else falling like that. You can accept her ankles got broke."
Okay, so look, there's a lot happening because literally everyone involved has been on our show. Mm-hmm. We have love for a lot of people involved in all of this.
I told you the side we've chosen is the side of beef.
Okay, it pairs well with this moonshine.
You know, the sommelier suggested it based on our drink choices.
So,
Joey Gusto said, "Ashlyn Harris is the human embodiment of Gunny." Shouts to Gunny, the self-hating gun, who gives us transfer rumors. For those of you who remember the OG show.
Okay, and you can see here, the Gotham admin weighs in shock, speechless after Ashlyn Harris's comment. Ali Krieger weighs in as well.
She goes, I'm dead. She said high school. And of course I fell on that shit surface. Okay. So this is the one thing I'll say this about the
Alan Krieger did the, I'm not going to say, hey, you shouldn't have said that. I'm going to be like, I'm going to reiterate what he said just to let you know I'm choosing the same side.
So, and I'll say this, I, as far as just the pitch, I've not, this is, I believe, Segra Field or something like that. That's where they play. They play right. this game. Washington Spirit occasionally play their games at Audi Field.
Look, Voluminous said low-key Spirit fans hate that field too.
Yeah, that's right. I was just going to say that. Yeah. So a lot of Spirit fans were like, we are in agreement. We understand that the field is
We're
awful.
On the same page, Ashley. Right, right.
But this is the thing, is that as bad as the field might be, The video we see is the video that we see. We see Ali Krieger getting cooked. And Ashley Sanchez has cooked a lot of people.
Bro, she's a chef. She's a damn chef out there.
So, look, it's we get that. And
John Coltrane said, get my field's name out your goddamn mouth. It will never end. I love it.
So it is what it is. Uh-huh. So the discourse around this has been a little bit of, yo, there's banter between the clubs.
Yeah.
Let it rock.
Right.
And then some people being like, you know, Ashton didn't need to say anything because now she's drawing more attention to this.
Yeah, but that's the fun part.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm not judging here. I'm not judging the discourse because I love it. It creates this segment on this show. Okay? So the that happened. Okay. So, okay. So then, I wanted to highlight this one very, very quickly. So then this one is, Ashton responds to Ashton, to Trinity. And you can see it right here.
Can I read this? Cause I feel like you might not give this the sauce it needs. Are you ready? Are you prepared to give it the sauce? Cause let me tell you something. The last word needs to be delivered with a certain je ne sais quoi.
I'll do my best.
Go ahead.
I'll do my best. Okay.
If not, I'll follow up. So I'm prepared. I'll be your understudy.
Okay. So we're auditioning.
Uh-huh.
In this scene, I am Ashton Harris and I'm responding to Trinity Rodman's tweet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here goes. Oh, my bad. One camp in and she's feeling confident, honey.
Woo! All right.
How'd I do?
I think you did good. But I think the part you're not getting is that there's an undercurrent of anger, right? I mean, you must not have read the page before.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I must have not seen it. Okay.
So, this is Ashlyn looking at her phone as she's reading it. Oh, my bad. One camp in and she's feeling confident, honey.
Yours sounded like you were actually talking about the food, honey. You're like, is there work?
I may be hungry. Now, the period at the end, also wild aggressive.
You went far. You really went through with the period.
You
there.
Ended the sentence, bro.
And she put the kissy emoji or the whoo. Okay. So this is the tweet.
Someone said Hooligans Theater.
This is the tweet that a lot of people, this is where they like, now they're picking sides, right? And then you start realizing there's a lot of history with Ashlyn and Allie at the Washington Spirit. They apparently left on not great terms, and that's what I've heard. Things like that.
Also, don't forget Allie's from Washington.
Yeah.
She's to
Virginia or something. DMV
She's
area.
The Potomac area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Potomac. You know how I know that?
Is it Potomac?
I think so. Jamel Johnson's from there. That's how I know that.
So this is where.
So this is like her local squad. She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I pick sides, yo. I'm a shooter.
Ashlyn is defending her wife and maybe felt the Washington Spirit went a little too far. And it is what it is. And nobody's like, there's no personal attacks or anything like that. They're just making I would say friendly banter. But this particular tweet is when.
You know, it's the one camp in.
Yeah,
the feeling that you haven't earned it yet.
Yeah, it's,
this is now, because don't forget, Trinity Rodman, very different than her dad. She's right now the young Jordan.
She's the future of the league.
This is Allen Iverson crossing up Jordan. That's this moment right here.
Yeah.
It's where you're like, oh, Trinity Rodman may be, most likely, it looks like she is the future of the game of women's soccer. And Ashlyn's like, we ain't out of it just yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then,
you may be the big thing in 5-6 years, but right now, I'm still here.
So, like I said, after this tweet, this is when a lot of people started picking sides.
That's where you heard a lot of click clacks.
Ali Wagner retweeted it with a laughing emoji saying, I love this league.
She said, love this league. You had the eye.
I'm just adding a little bit of context around it, a little bit. Let me see if it's in this thread. Glennon Doyle,
wife of Abby Wambach.
Abby Wambach.
Also very vocal about women's soccer.
Yes, she's become super fan. Like that's just where, like her in social media, this is why she kind of shows. But then this is where I think the discourse started getting a little bit shaky, because you started seeing a little bit.
It made it about the relationship.
Trinity has no place in saying this, which I don't think is exactly fair.
Nah, you clap at someone's squad, any squad member can clap back.
Okay. So Glenn said, Washington Spirit seems to have forgotten the first commandment of the soccer. Thou shalt not F with another woman's wife. Silly spirit geese. Okay. So
like that she's throwing more fuel onto the fire, but I don't agree with this at all.
Yeah, I don't agree with this either. There was another tweet from Glennon about sort of respecting your elders or of a
stupid
sort of kind of thing.
Stupid suggestion. Not her. Stupid suggestion. It doesn't matter how old you are. You all play in the same league. So.
Yeah. So I think the banter back and forth is good. And I think the banter from either side is fair. I think Trinity Rodman has every right. And also Trinity Rodman is like best friends with Ashley Sanchez. They're roommates. They might be.
Yeah. So she's clapping back for her homegirl.
You got to look after your
Yeah. You're
your
looking
people.
Out for Shorty. I'm looking out for my homegirl. It's all the same.
Yeah. So you wonder.
Trust me. Someone came for my wife. I was like, yo, you leave Christian Polanco alone. You know what I'm saying? Don't you dare, bro.
I feel safe in his arms.
I ain't no nuzzle in, bro, because I got you. I'll be your Luca Della Torre.
So, look, this is a...
Trish Murphy says, does geese thing mean something? I don't know. I think it's like the old silly geese thing.
Right.
I hope so.
So, I got to say, this is great.
Crimson Pizza said, Alexis said it's street rules. You could come in my crew and anyone in my crew could jump in. Hey, bro, we ain't walking around alone is all I'm saying. You may not see them, but trust me, they see you, my G.
DJ 31 said, quote unquote, the soccer. Come on, bro. Yeah. Look, Glennon Doyle is like the fun aunt that is supporting soccer.
She's like the wine aunt. You know?
She's great.
Shout out to Dupesburg for using our emotes. If you want to use the emotes, become a member, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe some people, maybe the Patreon is too much money, you can't afford it. You could join and be a member on YouTube, and we would appreciate the support. It's a little bit cheaper. Okay. But this, look, overall, when I saw this, I'm like, this is great. It's entertaining. Look, you can't take away anything from the fact that as far as Ali Krieger and Ashlyn Harris have changed the face of the NWSL and the league and U.S. women's soccer.
Yeah, they've advanced how players market themselves.
They are superstars, and people who don't even follow soccer know Ali.
My wife. My wife is a big fan of both of them. Has never seen them play one second of the sport.
So,
but that goes to this. This feels like a passing of the torch moment. We'll look back at this moment and say, like, this is where the previous generation of player were usurped, but where the younger generation of player sort of grasped a bit more leverage and a bit more control.
Sure.
And I'm excited to see Ashley Sanchez and Trinity Rodman do this, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like a gang leader wants you to combat them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take you down, but I respect you for having the balls to do this.
Yeah.
That's Ashlyn and Allie. They're like, good for you. Good for you, because that's what they would have done.
Okay. But you know what? The next game between the Washington Spirit and Gotham FC,
bruh,
this is what we...
Yeah, let's just say it's going to be either, a bag of crisps or a french fries, because it's going to be chippy out there. You feel me?
Wow.
It's going to be... chippy out there. did you get it?
I think the audience, did you miss that? Because
well, hold on. It's going to be chippy out there. I think they got it now.
No, man. This is the, you know, just like DC United and Red Bulls have their long history of a rivalry. Maybe this is, you know, maybe this is what this is for in NWSL. In NWSL, we generally don't have rivalries to the degree where we publicly know that players dislike each other or have some
sort
of issue. There's
also so much player movement that it's hard to really like develop a true rivalry because you're like, yo, I hate Washington. And then the next season you're on Washington.
Maybe Thorns and Rain, you kind of.
Yeah, the like city rivalry, sure. But like where players are like, screw that team. You never say that because you may be there in 2 years. So there's so much player movement. By the way, someone said, you know, Crimson Pizza said, is someone without an NWSL team? This does make me think maybe it's time for a Gotham kit and pick my team. Bruh, we can tell you, we were a part of a Gotham photo shoot that's going to come out pretty soon, revealing some of their new gear. And let me tell you something. If fashion is at all important to you, you might as well just pick Gotham FC because they got some fire coming out.
For real, for real. Okay, so the...
it's chippy out there.
The only other... I did watch Angel City against San Diego Wave, so we got to see that first game.
Yeah, San Diego Wave looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Angel City struggling a bit up top.
Yeah, yeah. The what was the result in that game? Was it a draw? I don't remember what the result was. But it's fun to obviously getting to see Kristen Press play again. But yeah, Angel City, I think, is still figuring a couple things out. In San Diego, is awesome to see our homie, Caitlin Sheridan, goalkeeper.
Afraid of buttons, but she's the best.
Actually, an unfortunate thing, you know, friend of the show who we had, Lynn Williams.
So upset.
Lynn Williams of Kansas City Current. She had an injury in the first game of the Challenge Cup, and now she's out for the season. She has an acute leg injury, and I don't know exactly what that means.
It's a surgery on her hip. What they said.
Okay.
That's what they released.
Huge bummer. Not getting to see her this season, but hopefully, obviously, she recovers quickly. And
absolute shame, man. She's such an electric player. So, you know, especially to be out there with our homie, Sam Mewis. But listen, NWSL's got a lot of cool stuff. It's not just the big room back and forth. But hey, if you are the new commissioner, you're probably sitting back going, hey, we could do some more of this. You know?
Justin Freeberg says, Savannah McCaskill with a harsh red. I don't think it was a harsh red. I thought it was a proper...
I don't think I saw her red.
Yeah, she slid in, kind of studs up.
I did see this.
Yeah,
it was a little harsh.
I don't know, man.
It should be a red, but it felt a little.
This is what we don't see many red cards in NWSL,
which is insane.
We don't see many red cards in women's soccer.
There's a lot of Annabelle Godoy's out there,
and this felt like it felt like a red to me. I can see what people are saying. Okay, Morgan Tessa said 1-1. Yes, the Angel City.
Damn, Volumina said McCaskill is a dirty player. She's been a dirty player. Chill, yo. We saw Savannah McCaskill at the NWSL championship.
That's right.
She was getting cooked.
When it was Courage against Red Stars. But the Courage at the time were cooking everybody.
Bro.
Okay. Omar Ramirez says, why do the Women's Soccer League have different teams from MLS? Does FC Dallas not have a female team?
They're not connected.
Yeah, they're not connected at all. Some MLS teams do have an NWSL team, but most do not. So hopefully that will change maybe in the future. Who knows? Wheel 7 said, damn, first Tina Davidson, now Lynn. Speedy recovery, hopefully. Yeah, Tina Davidson of the Red Stars also, I believe, out either for a long time or out for the season. I don't know exactly how long. Okay. Anything else before we let you go? A reminder. Yeah, put in the chat if there's anything else you want us to cover. We have a couple more minutes here at the stand.
Shouts again to the stand. Do not forget, incredible food.
Yes.
Incredible food.
Come check it out.
I promise you, if you come here, don't go out to eat beforehand. Eat here and then go to the show.
We got 57 people watching at the moment. Shouts.
We're building, baby.
Little by little.
We are building.
People are joining us live here on YouTube, man. We really, really appreciate it.
Let us know what you think of some of the content we've been putting out. We've been trying really hard.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working diligently.
Yeah.
Did you just hit the air horn?
I did not, but I don't have an air horn. I've been setting up a couple sounds so that we have them ready while we're here. I got the...
It hit him in the penis.
It hit him in the penis from Chris Whittingham.
Wasn't that from Eisenhower's speech?
Legendary call. And I also have this, because this was a fun moment that we never really talked about on the show. But remember when Michael Richards on CBS Sports,
of course,
on Paramount Plus, he was talking. Kate Abdo had asked a question. What's the funniest thing an opponent has ever said to you on the pitch? And he quoted Clint Dempsey with this.
You don't know where I'm from, dog.
He goes, you won't know where I'm from, dog.
Micah Richards doing a Texas accent might be the funniest thing CBS has done.
It was the funniest thing. And this British dude speaking like Clint Dempsey was hilarious.
Hilarious. And
you don't know where I'm from, where dog.
And let me tell you something, Nacogdoches. You don't know where you're from, dog. No.
He told the story about Micah tackled Clint and Clint pushed him back. And he said, you don't know where I'm from, dog.
It's also because in that era, too, if you were American, they thought you were soft.
Yeah, dude.
And Clint was like one of the few who was like, oh, this boy didn't do pay for play.
Okay.
You don't know where I'm from, dog.
Nah, you ain't got a clue, my G. You ain't the only one from the end.
That's how you know Clint has been Clint for life.
Micah Richards, not Michael Richards. We will not have a sound cue for something Michael Richards has said.
Jess Howland said, my aunt lives in Nacogdoches. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, Ecuador qualified. Congratulations to Ecuador. We just got
that. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Ecuador.
Okay. I just wanted to another reminder. Join our Patreon. We have an exclusive interview with Grant Wall that we taped in Mexico City in his hotel room. We were literally sitting on his beds in his hotel room while he was in a chair. It's really the silliest thing you're ever going to see.
He looked like he was being held hostage. But yes. Thank you to all of our Patreon members. You get a chance to check that out. So go ahead, check that out. Go to our Patreon if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Check out that interview. It's really dope. No one else has it.
And we got a message. This is why I was laughing before, because we got a message of somebody reacting to the fact that we spent about 10 minutes talking about Chris Whittingham mentioning I hit him in the penis. And we did a tactical breakdown of his usage.
We got into his
With his co-host of the podcast. So.
And we were like, you know, Grant, what do you think about this? And Grant had a lot to say. But if you are a Patreon member, you get a chance to go check that out. So go do that.
And if you want to hear Grant Wall say the word penis a couple times, this is where you join Patreon.
Right. Or just text him. He'll send you a couple voice notes.
Okay. A couple shout outs.
Later, dorks. This is a Thomas 1964. We do have some new Patreon members.
Yeah, I want to give some shout outs. Thank you. We have, I believe, like three people joined yesterday. Let me it's over here. Shout out to David Meyer. For joining. Lindsay Franklin.
I'm trying to. There we go. David Meyer, absolutely. Lindsay Franklin, you a G.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining. Austin Warren. What a nice guy.
And those are the last three. We've mentioned the other names.
Oh, that's right. Yesterday we mentioned the other one. So thank you for joining. If you haven't joined already, consider it. It's a lot of fun. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. If you are already a member, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, there would be no clips. There would be nothing. Right. So you are a massive, massive help. And you're the reason this show will continue to grow. So the more patrons we get, the better. In fact, we are at how many? I believe
119.
119. When we get to 200.
117.
We are 117. When we get to 200, we will be streaming live from my mother's house in North, furniture covered in plastic, roosters everywhere. There's rooms full of cocks because they're good luck in Cuba. Pictures of me as a child everywhere.
Rooms full of cocks.
Wow, buddy.
Hold on.
Wait till you see it. We will be streaming live from Newark, New Jersey. By the way, my mother and my aunt and my sister and my nephew, who all live in that house, have no clue it's happening. I promise you we will be streaming live.
Just going to show up.
We're just showing up. And Buddy the dog. And you know what's going to happen?
You didn't have a dog growing up.
No, never. This it's my sister's dog.
Okay.
She got it in the divorce. Nobody wanted it. And my mother and my aunt are up to they're done with this dog. The dog doesn't walk. It's just kind of annoying. No one likes it, but it's there. It's kind of a cute dog.
So after we tape this show, people will know where you're from, dog.
Yay! Wow!
It's getting
Ashlyn, tweet.
It's getting chippy out here.
I don't know if they got it yet, but I promise you, she does not know we're doing this, and we will do this. She may leave us in the porch. She may not allow us in.
Oh, Lee Finer just asked, has Grant Wall been released from that hotel room yet?
Only if he wiggled out of those ropes, which he brought himself. How cool is that?
Right. Thank you, everybody.
Maybe we'll do it from the corner.
The corner?
Instead of the house.
The corner of what?
Newark.
No,
bro. We go from where you're on like I am, bro.
No. In the house. No, obviously. Yeah.
We probably shouldn't have cameras on that corner, to be completely honest with you.
So
you've never been to my mom's house, right?
Why in the world? Why? I've been there. Yeah. Why?
Get my mother's name. Get my mother's Tata Martino's out of your motherfucking mouth.
Well, what circumstance?
No, because you came to the funeral. I don't know if we went back.
No. Yeah. I did not go to your house. Okay.
Once again, my mother apologized to Christian for never seeing me perform. Not me.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get up and do one of my jokes in front of my mom just to see her reaction live on camera.
I would love that.
This is going to be a 3-hour episode, and a lot of it is going to be me getting hit. I may actually get hit on camera.
Okay.
That may happen.
Oh, that seems like a Patreon special.
Oh. In fact, hey, I got some inside information. I don't know if I should say, but whatever. I'm going to do it for the Patreon. Only the Patreon. And if you leak this information, we know it's one of 117.
Okay. So, like I said, thank you, everybody, for all the support. Joining the Patreon means the world. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast if you prefer listening that way. The podcast is available every Tuesday and Wednesday. YouTube Live. We're here every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And there's a lot of exclusive Patreon content as well.
Hit the like button if you haven't already. I see a lot of you have. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. It's absolutely free. And if you got a little bit to spare, either become a member or join our Patreon. We would absolutely love it. We love you guys. Thank you to everyone who's already joined. And thank you to all of our fans who have sent us some amazing messages about the new structure. If there's something you miss about the old show, we're talking about music and stuff to bring back. We're just trying to start from scratch here. But if there's something you miss about the old show or something you want back, let us know. Shoot us a message, especially if you're a Patreon. Go right in the Slack. Let us know, man. We'd love to make sure you tag us in it so we see it, but we'd love to know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, that's right. Also, there's a lot of for all the new patrons, join the Slack. The link is inside. It's one of the posts in Patreon, so just scroll down a little bit. You will see it. And if you can't, just send us a message, and if the link doesn't work or you can't find it, we'll send you the invite. So make sure you join the Slack. It's a really, really dope and vibrant community. There's a lot of different channels with a lot of different subjects, whether it's comedy, travel, music. If you're going on an away trip, whether it's a vacation or you're going to go see a game, there's always people who have either been there or know places to go, places to eat. It's an awesome community that we didn't, you know, it's organically Incredible. Became what it is, and it's really, really dope. So I highly recommend you join the Slack channel if you have not.
They're the best.
Okay. Thank you again. Tris Murphy said, how about an intro? We did an intro.
We did it this time.
So thank you again for tuning in, everybody. We will see you soon. You also might see us on Inside Edition as well. We just taped something right here at the stand.
Yeah. So if you're watching, you'll see it tonight. If you're listening, it's on the YouTube.
Yeah.
50 million subscribers are going to see us be stupid.
Follow us on all our socials at Soccer Cooligans. Hit us up on TikTok as well, and we'll post clips of that. But it was cool. We got to talk about the Chris Rock and Will Smith
and what it means for comedy
situation.
Clubs.
So it was really dope. So you'll see that really soon. The Cooligans, some soccer out on Inside Edition.
A little ballon pied.
We're trying to put the game on the map. Let's go. All right. We'll see you next week, Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on YouTube. We appreciate y'all.
Jeff would like to heading to your mom's house. See you guys next week. You assholes. We love you guys.
Peace.